The Prime Minister of Barbados says we cannot run away from the challenges facing small countries like ours when it comes to world trade.
If we don't fight these battles, we become shaped by the lack of policy space and the lack of fiscal space that then deprives us from being able to secure the development of the people from St. Lucie to St. Philip, from St. James to St. John.
She was speaking last evening at the opening of a conference of academics gathered at Cave Hill to discuss trade and climate change. And she reminded them of what joining the World Trade Organization in 1994 did to Barbados.
I see one of our leading industrialists here, and he would be able to recall the days when in 1997, Barbados had 406 companies registered in the manufacturing sector. Today, or I should say in the last few years, even before COVID, when we took our last numbers, the numbers had dropped by 2019 to 231 companies. So this has nothing at all to do with COVID. This has simply to do with the evolution of opportunities and the competitive issues that are necessary to sustain enterprise and trade in enterprises. I well remember as well that in addition, that when that sector was at the numbers of 406 companies, that we employed 12,199 people in the manufacturing sector. By the time it dropped to 231, only 6,949 Barbadians are employed in the manufacturing sector just before the start of COVID.
Prime Minister Motley has this as well.
Something is fundamentally wrong when the entire financial system sees itself in terms of short-term returns, short-term earnings, short-term investments. And when we sit idly back and want to control trade, but do not want to say anything to people who are buying back shares to consolidate wealth and ownership in international, multinational corporations. The day of reckoning is coming for us. And the day of reckoning will demand that when we deconstruct and reconstruct, that we do so with a moral compass, that we do so with a recognition that there has to be fairness and equity, that there has to be a transition that allows for the transfer of knowledge, and that this notion that the evolution of global trade and services can be dealt with by these wonderful constructs of who will accredit who and who will do this, and then when we actually get to it, the stumbling blocks, the difficulties, the delays, the costs, the complexity mean that the equation is still imbalanced between those who benefit from the opening up of markets and those who suffer because they do not have the institutional capacity or the fiscal capacity to do that which is necessary to level the playing field for the trade in goods, trade in services that was to be our bounty as independent nations. The geopolitical madness of the world in which we live has also now meant that the issue of not just efficient supply chains is on the table, but more importantly, secure and resilient supply chains. And secure and resilient mean different things to different people. So let us be clear, first of all, that we do not start on a level playing field as it relates to definitions. But against that backdrop, geopolitics is raising its head again. And against that backdrop, therefore, the efficiency and the fairness of the trading system will be put on trial. Those of you who are gathered here are being asked to go where others have not gone sufficiently, consistently, and to the end, to deconstruct and to reconstruct a global trading system that works for the least among us, while at the same time still keeping engaged and interested those who have capacity and reach. It is not easy.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicorp use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicorp advisor or visit Sagicorp.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicorp, wise financial thinking for life.